All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Live Better Now podcast. I'm your host, Life Coach Zach, recording live from Juno Beach. And when I say Juno Beach, I literally mean on the beach. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see that I'm just sitting in a chair with my feet in the sand. And I wanted to give this a try because if I can record a successful podcast from the beach, then this might be the new setting of the podcast. And it's ironic that I'm recording a podcast from the beach with my feet in the sand, because over the last 2 weeks, I've been recording more content than I think I ever have. And it's been working, and I'm really enjoying myself getting this content. I struggled a lot over the last couple years getting content for a few reasons. Number one, I didn't really have a message that I wanted to create content around. I didn't really have a brand that I wanted to create content around. But in March of 2020, when I became a life coach, then I really started to curate content around personal growth and self-development. And over the last 2 weeks, I've been posting daily YouTube videos about my first 10,000 days as an entrepreneur. And if you don't know the math, 10,000 days is like 27 years, I think. I'm gonna whip out my phone right now and let's see how many years 10,000 days is. Hey Siri, how many years is 10,000 days? Let's see what Siri has to say. 27.38 years is 10,000 days. So I'm documenting 10,000 days as an entrepreneur. If you haven't seen it on YouTube yet and you're interested in entrepreneurship, or you are in a service-based industry, or maybe you're an independent contractor, freelancer in some way, shape, or form, I really think you'll enjoy and get some entertainment value from my 10,000 days as an entrepreneur. So this podcast episode, even though this is a test as to see if the audio is good enough to do a podcast from the beach, I also want to make sure that I'm delivering value today to your ears. So whether you're listening in your car, or you're listening at the gym, or maybe you're just watching this on YouTube as you are laying in bed, going to sleep, I want to thank you guys so much for being a loyal supporter and a longtime listener, even if maybe you're a new listener of the podcast, because I wouldn't do this if I didn't have viewers, and I wouldn't do this if I didn't have an audience. So it's nice to have an audience. Now, enough about me. Let's talk about something important. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about values. Let's talk about what really matters. And this conversation with myself on the beach right now is a topic that I discussed about in the video that I posted yesterday on YouTube about how money isn't the motivation anymore for me. Money isn't the motivation anymore. Money is not the motivation anymore. The motivation is having fun. The motivation is being happy. Oh my God, there's ants all over my camera. Oh. All right, so I didn't think that was going to be a problem. Ants crawling all over my camera. I think they're gone now. And if I see a few more, I'm going to let them do their thing. But if I see a lot more, then I'm probably going to stop this. So let's talk about money as a motivator. For a lot of people where money is a motivator, that is the most common motivator for a lot of people that get into entrepreneurship. But if money is the motivator, you're never going to be successful, because you're always going to want more. You're going to climb this one mountain, you're going to reach $100,000, then you're going to want $500,000. You're going to hit $500,000, then you're going to want $1,000,000. You're going to hit $1,000,000, then you're going to want $2,000,000, and so on and so forth, right? So I learned this from Gary Vee, and if you go back on my Instagram, pinned to the top of my page, you'll see the video that I posted, that Gary Vee posted of us into December of 2018, about how money doesn't motivate Gary, and other people's opinions don't motivate Gary. What motivates Gary Vee is playing the game. And that's been a mindset shift that I've had over the last couple months that has really led to better results. And when I say better results, I'm not talking about financial results. I'm talking about just like quality of life and happiness results. And I've gotten a lot happier recently because I'm seeing entrepreneurship, and I'm seeing money, and I'm seeing all this shit as a game. It's a game to be played. I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. to make a ton of money so I can go on a fancy vacation. I'm not working on Saturdays and Sundays to make a lot more money so I can buy a better car. I'm doing this because it's just fun. Like, I'm just trying to win the game, and I'm trying to build a business so that I get a lot of fun out of life. I really feel like the experience of building a business and the experience of sales and the experience of entrepreneurship is exactly that, an experience. Like, it's legit an experience. It's legitimately just like something to enjoy regardless of what the result is. Now, obviously, I want to make seven figures, and I want to be a multimillionaire, and I want to continue to impact a lot of people while I get and I hit those goals. But seeing it as a game and not as a finish line that needs to be crossed has been huge for me. Been huge for me because the fun that I'm having making these YouTube videos, 10,000 days as an entrepreneur, and the fun that I'm having creating content is showing. It's showing, and people and viewers and the audience and people that are scrolling through the feed and seeing my content can tell, they can tell that I'm having fun doing this. So, you know, honestly, if I didn't make any money doing this, but it paid my bills, I would be happy. So that's kind of the mindset shift that I wanted to share with you guys. And I don't think it's like a mindset shift. I think it's more of an evolution. I think it's been an evolution over the last couple years that's slowly evolved from money as the motivator to just the experience of it all. And I feel more motivated than ever to create content, and I feel more motivated than ever to impact more people. And serendipitously enough, we're doing the Live Better Now Run Club. We're helping 20 plus people right now run their first half marathon. And the goal is to help 100 people by the end of 2024 for free. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in being one of those first 100 people to accomplish the massive goal of running your first half marathon, click the link in the show notes and fill out the form with your name, your email, and why you want to do this. And we can add you to the virtual run club. So we're almost a week post Ironman Cozumel, and I am really struggling, guys. I'm like, you guys, I am struggling. I don't remember it being this hard. I don't remember Ironman's being this hard. Like, I thought it was just a long training day, and yeah, I was going to be sore after, you know, 112 mile bike ride and then running 26.2. It was hard the last couple times, don't get me wrong, especially last time I didn't finish. You know, I had a bike malfunction, mechanical issue. That's not really an excuse, but I don't remember it being this hard. Oh my gosh, guys, why was it so hard? I think, well, first of all, let me take half a step back. There were close to 2,000 athletes, 2,000 competitors in this Ironman Cozumel competition, and only 1,200 finished. So 40% didn't even finish. 40% didn't even finish. And I got to double check if those numbers are accurate. I'm in a private Facebook group where a lot of people that raced in Ironman Cozumel are posting a lot of this stuff. And some people are saying it was a little lower than that. Some people are saying that it was 1,200 that finished and 800 did not finish. But regardless, the fact that there were so many that did not finish and I finished is something to be proud of. For sure. And don't get me wrong, I am proud of it. I got the medal. I'm a 3-time Ironman and soon to be 4 because I'm already going to start training for my next one in a couple weeks. But I don't remember it being this hard. And I think it was so hard because the swim got canceled and we were sitting in the sun for nearly 2 hours before the race even started. And then my bike broke. I had a spoke on the back tire snap at a nutrition stop, and I was stuck on the side of the road for 2 hours, literally 2 hours in the sun, no shade, just watching people pass me. That was very discouraging, disheartening. It was tough to watch other people just still racing when I wanted to compete. I just wanted to race. I just wanted to ride. And then when I got to the marathon, I had GI issues. For those people that don't know what that means, it's just like stomach issues. Your food isn't digesting. The goo gels aren't digesting. And it's hard to run when your stomach hurts and your stomach is in pain. But I finished 13 hours something without the swim. But I did have a 2-hour handicap. Not handicap. What's the opposite of handicap? I had a 2-hour disadvantage because I was stuck on the side of the road for 2 hours after my bike broke. So all in all, I finished. It was okay. I could have done better. But I'm a 3-time Ironman. So a video that I'm gonna create, and a video that I'm gonna post on Instagram as well, that I'm gonna be working on here shortly, is a video about my nutrition and my exercise plan leading up to Ironman Cozumel and now after Ironman Cozumel. I'm gonna focus a lot more on strength training, mobility, and yoga, whereas leading up to Ironman, I was focused on Ironman training, specifically swimming, running, biking, and also just carb loading. And when I say carb loading, I'm talking like I ate everything. I'm not someone who eats bread. I don't eat bread. I don't think bread's healthy. I think bread is just like a waste, and it leads to bloating for me at least, and I get very lethargic when I eat bread and things like that. But up to Ironman Cozumel, I was eating so much bread because I had to get the calories and I had to get the carbohydrates. Now, I was burning at least 2,500 calories a day, so I had to make sure I'm at least eating close to 3,000 a day. And it's hard to get a lot of calories without carbs. But now that Ironman is over and I'm focused on just strength training and I'm focused on mobility and I'm focused on yoga, I'm going to get back to a keto diet. I'm going to get back to intermittent fasting. I'm going to start hitting the gym more, and I'm going to start doing yoga daily. So that's the difference that's going to happen over the next couple months. And then we have a pretty full race calendar for next year. We already have 2 ultra swims, 2 ultra run, or 1 ultra run, multiple marathons, multiple triathlons, at least 1 full Ironman. So next year is going to be a full race calendar. And I'm super excited. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this like little impromptu podcast episode at the beach. Just want to fill you guys in on where I'm at, fill you guys in where I'm at, not only like in life, but mentally and physically. And I'm going to keep pumping out this content for you guys. If you haven't already hit follow or subscribe to the podcast, please do that. If you haven't left an honest review or testimonial, I would really appreciate if you do that as well. Don't forget to watch my 10,000 Days as an Entrepreneur on YouTube. And if you are watching it, if you could hit the like button, if you could leave a comment, that would be great. I'm not going to ask for it in the YouTube just because, I don't know. I don't want to ask for it. I think I want to let YouTube kind of do its thing. YouTube right now is pumping me up the algorithm for sure. Getting like 2,500 views every two days, and a lot of my videos now are hitting 1,000 views, which is amazing. I hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Let's finish the year strong. The year's not over yet. Let's finish the year strong and start 2024 off on a good foot. You guys have a good one, and I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Live Better Now podcast.